This is Jordan Sekulow. The New Jersey Assembly votes to force pharmacists to fill prescriptions for the morning after pill.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
I will fight for the right to live in freedom. Yeah.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Again, 1-800-684-3110. Today I'm joined on the program by Jeff Surtees, an associate counsel with the American Center for Law and Justice, taking and answering your legal questions, as well as Stan Bennett, the ACLJ's Deputy Director of Governmental Affairs. We want to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110. You heard the tease right, folks. New Jersey just passed a bill. The General Assembly, or the Assembly there, just passed a bill that approved forcing pharmacists not only to dispense and to fulfill prescriptions for the morning after pill, but also to carry the morning after pill, because as you know, and we talked about in this program, the morning after pill is about to be available over the counter, and they'll be forced to also have it at their store. So private pharmacists are affected, as well as pharmacists who work for bigger chain stores and other stores who don't want to dispense this kind of morning after pill because of their beliefs on life and their stance on life. And it cuts across not just Christians or Catholics or any specific denomination, but there's also Muslims who are upset about this decision as well, because their religious beliefs have been violated here, as they also believe that the morning after pill is an abortion pill. Folks, we want to talk about this. 1-800-684-3110. It passed yesterday. Now, Senator Corzine, a Democratic senator in New Jersey, will have to decide whether to sign the bill or to veto the bill. And things don't look good there. His record on life is not good. He's been staunchly pro-abortion throughout his career in the Senate and now as governor of New Jersey. So, folks, this is so important. We want you to get involved in this issue. We want to talk to you about it today. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. And I want to go to Jeff Surtees, because, Jeff, when we're doing these cases all across the country right now. Now we have another law, this in New Jersey, forcing pharmacists to carry this morning after pill, but also to prescribe the morning after pill. And you have a quote coming from an assemblyman, Michael Panter from New Jersey, and he said this. Now, he supported this legislation that forced the pharmacy. He said they should have gone into the priesthood and not the pharmacy, basically saying you can't take any of your religious beliefs or your beliefs about life and your job as a pharmacist. Jeff, this is the kind of stuff we're seeing across the country. This is not just one state. This is a battle going on across the country that we're involved in.
That's exactly right. It happened out in Washington. The federal government, the Congress, they've just introduced a bill regarding all this stuff. Yeah, no, the pro-death party, the anti-left party, is life party, is operating at full throttle here. They don't just want the right to an abortion. They want the right to force pro-life people to help others obtain an abortion, to end pregnancies. I mean, this is just beyond the pale, and this is exactly where the pro-life fight needs to be fought, and that's exactly where the ACLJ is fighting it.
Folks, this is a huge story just because of the massive amount of these cases going on and controversies across the country involving these pharmacists, and many of the pharmacists who own their own pharmacies, smaller pharmacists who own their own pharmacies, that don't want to even carry what they consider an abortion pill. They're being forced to do that now in New Jersey unless Governor Corzine, which I don't expect him to do, vetoes this legislation. It will become illegal for a pharmacist to object to dispensing and carrying this kind of medicine, this abortion pill. Folks, this is important. We want to talk about this. When we get back from the break, more news on the life issue, more disappointing news on the life issue. We'll get an update from Stan Bennett about an important rule that used to be in our legislation that's just been changed by groups like Planned Parenthood, NARAL, lobbying the liberal members of the Senate. We'll talk about that soon. And folks, today we're offering again, like we did yesterday, our free gift to you, our Foundations of Freedom, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, Gettysburg Address. We've also included here in the Ten Commandments. This is great. It's our gift to you, saying thank you for listening. Thank you for getting involved and joining and signing those petitions and calling your senators and calling your congressmen. We want you to have this booklet that we've put together. Call our toll-free number. Get your copy now, 877-989-2255, to get your free copy of the Foundations of Freedom. 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org and get your copy online.
The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. So much of our future is tied to our past and the importance of such documents like the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. And so much of the work of the ACLJ is focused on protecting our freedoms, our Constitution. The ACLJ has prepared a booklet that includes these very important documents called The Foundations of Freedom. We want you to have this booklet free of charge. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom today. That's 1-877-989-2255. And don't forget, the best way to stay up to date on the issues that matter most to you and your family, the ACLJ website, online at aclj.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
This is my right, a right given by God, to live a free life.
Well, that's what we're talking about today, folks, is freedom here. These pharmacists who don't want to dispense because of their religious beliefs, and not even just that, if their beliefs on life, there's many of those in the medical profession, not necessarily just based on a religious belief, but also based on scientific fact, that feel like they don't want to distribute this medication or carry it at their pharmacy that they believe is abortion and causes the death of a child. Now in New Jersey, folks, is what we're talking about today, and it's happening across the country. And Jeff's talked about it many times on the program across the country. But New Jersey today has passed a law. The Senate had passed it there. Now the Assembly has passed it. It goes to Governor Corzine's desk. Either for a veto or for signing. Because of his stance on life, folks, I don't see that there's anything that was going to stop him from signing this legislation. Of course, we can hope and we can get involved. And if you live in New Jersey, you can call the governor's office. But I'll tell you this, folks, just to listen to the language coming from those who supported this legislation, that would make pharmacists in violation of law. They'd be lawbreakers if they didn't dispense the morning after pill or carry it at their pharmacy. So if they're a smaller pharmacist, have their own private pharmacy, they would be committing a crime. It would be illegal. And listen to this Assemblyman Michael Panther. Listen to his comment here. They should have gone into the priesthood and not the pharmacy, saying they should have just thrown out all of their religious beliefs, moral beliefs, and anything else once they became a pharmacist. Folks, this we want to talk about this on the program today, 1-800-684-3110, because also, just aligned with this, because of the change right now in Washington, D.C., there has been a major attack on all of the life issues that are important to us. Many issues that 3 years ago we never would even have discussed as something that would be questioned. And I want to go to Than Bennett now because, Than, there's an important rule. Many people on the that are listening to the broadcast will have heard about this rule before. They may not remember exactly what it's about, but it's called the Mexico City Rule. It's part of the Appropriations Bill. And Than, right now in the House of Representatives, that bill has been removed. It's been gutted, in your words. And why don't we just talk to everybody, tell everybody what is the Mexico City Rule and what groups were fighting to get this removed.
Sure thing. You know, it's really unbelievable, Jordan. It seems like every time we turn around, this current congressional leadership is attacking life. This most recent attack is really one of historic proportion. The Mexico City policy was first put in place by President Reagan in 1984, and it simply states that in order to be eligible for funding from the United States, foreign entities have to confirm that they don't perform abortions and they don't promote abortions as a method of family planning. It was in effect until it was rescinded by President Clinton in 1993, and it was reinstated by the current president in 2001. Now, yesterday, for the first time, Congress inserted itself into this process. the Appropriations Committee, authored by Congresswoman Nita Lowey of New York, inserted language that says any group who promotes contraceptives as a part of their family program will be exempt from Mexico City language. So it completely guts the provision. It allows a group to throw a single dollar at contraceptives and therefore then spend millions of dollars on abortion. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Folks, this is so important because this is the funding. This controls, you know, the Congress controls the purse, the budget here, and the money that goes to all of these groups. At the same time, Planned Parenthood gets another $30 million a year. We have a changed Washington, D.C., and we have to be ready to change that and fight these fights in across the country, whether it's in New Jersey, out in the Midwest, out in the West Coast, or in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. We have got to be ready to fight. We have a lot of calls coming in. We want to talk to you. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Sandra is calling from New York on line 4. Sandra, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi. I have a group called Victims of Medical Abuse, and this seems to be right in that category because people do not realize how dangerous this morning after abortion pill is. And I would say put them on prior notice, which is the old pothole law, that if anybody receives any serious health consequences, whoever sponsored this bill will be held personally and financially responsible and upheld to the full extent of the law.
Well, and you know, Sandra, here's the biggest problem and one of the problems with this fight, and I want to go to Jeff Sirchis on this, because Jeff, now that it's been approved by the federal government, the FDA, to be sold over the counter, it's really even made the fight tougher, because now you've got a medicine that you'll be able to buy almost like Tylenol. You have to maybe request it at some places, but it's going to be something you don't need a prescription for, and that makes the not only the fight tougher, but it makes us have to fight tougher and get ready for the attacks on life that are coming, because on this issue, it just hasn't, there hasn't been the same connection as there has on the pill like RU-46, which is the three-day, you have to get a prescription for mega abortion pill that's caused so many problems across the country for young women and women who have taken it. But Jeff, here's the fight now. You've got the FDA approving this for over-the-counter sales, which is why this New Jersey law not only says you have to prescribe it, it says you have to carry it.
Well, that's exactly right. And with Plan B or the morning after pill now being over the counter, it's more than just pharmacists who are, you know, caught up in all this. Now just the tech, you know, the person behind the counter there who is asked to give over the Plan B is bound under these types of laws to do it. They're basically being told to leave their religious beliefs at home, to say that, yeah, you might be pro-life, but you cannot allow your pro-life beliefs to interfere with your job as a tech, as a pharmacist, what have you. You know, Jordan, the most sacred and fundamental right of the human person is the right to exercise his or her religious conscience. I mean, that's exactly why this, you know, why we sought to declare our independence. That's the premise upon which the First Amendment is predicated, the free exercise of religion. All our laws reflect the right to conscience. You know, this attack here is not just an attack on life. It's an attack on the right to conscience, one of our most precious rights as human beings.
Folks, as we're talking about all these issues that affect life today and taking your phone calls, I want to let you know, too, and make sure you know that right now we're offering to you our free gift. It's called The Foundations of Freedom. We talk about these issues, your liberty, right to make decisions on these issues and to decide for yourself whether it's your pharmacist you want to prescribe this medication. Now in New Jersey, saying you're forced to do so. And we want you to get your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom. Now, and it's the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Gettysburg Address, as well as the Ten Commandments we've included in this copy. This is a great booklet. You put it in your pocket, your purse. It's great to give to grandchildren. It's great for homeschoolers, high school and college students, and just folks generally who are interested in these issues. When you listen to our program, obviously we're talking about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights all of the time on Jay Sekulow Live on our program at the ACLJ. That's what we're working with most of the time in the halls of Congress as well as in the courtrooms across the country. We want you to get your free copy today. Now, do so. You just call our toll-free number. Get your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to get your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom. You need to get one for yourself, and if you already have one for yourself, call, get one for your friend or family member, someone who's interested in these issues, or someone you want to make sure they know what the Constitution says and the Bill of Rights says about their rights. Let's go right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Daniel's calling from Texas on line 5. Daniel, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Daniel.
I wanted to take this from just a little bit different approach, and I was wondering, at what point does the government have a right to step into a private business and dictate to them what they can sell? Are they going to tell a burger shop that they have to sell vegan food or if you had a restaurant, would you have to sell alcohol if you didn't approve it? Or if you had a convenience store, would they tell you you had to sell pornographic magazines?
Well, Daniel, it's a good question. Let's go to Jeff Surtees. Jeff, that's the battle we're fighting across the country is exactly what Daniel's question is. And what are the courts? How are the courts going right now?
Well, the courts are kind of all, you know, kind of going all over the place on this because, you know, this is still cutting edge and we're still bringing our cases and, you know, these things are still being litigated. But the point is, you know, because of the pro-abortion lobby that's out there, it's just gaining strength and more strength, at least as far as this morning after pill stuff is concerned. So, yeah, no, they believe the government not only has the right, but has the obligation to interfere in this type of medical procedure, where they believe the government has the obligation to tell pharmacists that, no, leave your conscience at home. If someone comes to you with a request for the morning after pill, you mindlessly hand it over to them. That is just a slap in the face of religious persons in the workplace, and even non-religious persons who believe that because life begins in conception, they don't want to participate in handing Plan B or the morning after pill to someone and cause the end of a human life.
Thad, I want to go to you very quickly. And folks, we want to talk to you today. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to speak with us. Than, just very quickly as we go into this next break, in Washington with this appropriations bill, with the Mexico City language being rule being gutted, what is the next step here? I mean, can we fight this? Is this something we just have to watch along and get ready for a fight? What happens here? What's the next step of that process?
Sure, Jordan. The Mexico City language was gutted in the full Appropriations Committee yesterday. Now, the bill will be considered on the House floor next week, most likely on Wednesday. There will definitely be an amendment offered to strip those changes that Representative Lowy made. Now, we have to do everything that we can to win that amendment, because if we don't win that amendment, this is a must-pass bill. It funds the government, and it right. will become federal policy.
Folks, you'll see these are all these fights, I mean, just across the country. And we haven't even talked about it yet on the program. We talked about it a couple days ago, but this what happened in New Hampshire with the YMCA, who took a group of 7th and 8th grade troubled students, students who have trouble in who are having trouble in school, to a Planned Parenthood city. You have the Young Men's Christian Association taking 7th and 8th graders to a Planned Parenthood abortion facility. A lot of news about that as well. So all of these attacks on life, and that's what we wanted to talk about today on the program. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to speak with us. And again, we're offering our free gift to you. It's called The Foundations of Freedom. We don't offer it all the time. It's a booklet we've put together with the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, and Gettysburg Address. We've also included the Ten Commandments. It's great. You can keep it in your purse, put it in your pocket, take it around with you. Get one for your friends and family, grandchildren, homeschoolers. Again, this is a great resource to have. 877-989-2255 to get your free copy, our free gift to you. Again, 877-989-2255.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulo, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world. The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. So much of our future is tied to our past and the importance of such documents like the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. And so much of the work of the ACLJ is focused on protecting our freedoms, our Constitution. The ACLJ has prepared a booklet that includes these very important documents called The Foundations of Freedom. We want you to have this booklet free of charge. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom today. That's 1-877-989-2255. And don't forget, the best way to stay up to date on the issues that matter most to you and your family, the ACLJ website, online at aclj.org.
back to the program. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to speak with us today on the broadcast. Talking about a lot of different things. This is Jordan Sekulow. I'm joined by Jeff Surtees, an associate counsel with the American Center for Law and Justice, and Than Bennett, the ACLJ's Deputy Director of Governmental Affairs. He's in Washington, D.C. Jeff's in Kentucky. Folks, we are talking today about so many of the attacks on life. First, we were talking about, we'll keep talking about it today, out of New Jersey, the Assembly, after the Senate had already passed the same law in the state, the Assembly has approved a law, voted on a law. It was 56 to 18, if that tells you about the vote. The Senate bill passed 31 to 6 just a year ago, if that just tells you about the kind of attack that's been on life in New Jersey. It goes to Governor Corzine now, former Senator Corzine from New Jersey, to either veto or sign the bill. And again, his record on life, not good, which means he'll likely sign this bill that forces pharmacists not only to carry the morning after pill, but to prescribe it as well. And remember, the reason they put in this law that they have to carry it is because the morning after pill soon will be over the counter, so you won't need a prescription for it. And again, so many of folks who are religious, but also those who are just based on their own medical knowledge, feel that this is an abortion pill that you're forcing these pharmacists to have and to dispense and sell at their pharmacies. And we want to hear from you on this. 1-800-684-3110. We're working on cases across the country that involve this issue, and a lot of calls are coming in. Let's go right back to the phone. Steve's calling from California on line 5. Steve, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thanks, Jordan. Hey, I'm curious about the scientific aspects of this.
Right.
Pharmacists are scientists, and they have an obligation. I think they do something similar to the Hippocratic Oath with doctors,
right,
where they have to look out for the welfare of the people that they're serving. And this legislation is taking that away from them.
Well,
is
I think...
go ahead.
No, go ahead, Steve.
I'm just wondering if you're attacking it on that level at all.
Well, we are, and here's what you've got, and this is what these groups try to do. Like, you had this comment, Steve, coming from this assemblyman in New Jersey who supported this legislation forcing pharmacists to carry and pharmacies to carry this morning after pill and also prescribe it. And he said they should have gone into the priesthood and not the pharmacy. And let me go to Jeff Surtees. Jeff, you heard from Steve, and there's numerous medical reports. The life groups have put them together about how this is the destruction of a human life, that it can occur after both the egg and the sperm have joined, even though it's taken right after, within a 72-hour period, just looking on the websites to explain everything. And that is part of this. And that's why these pharmacists who are scientifically trained object, and object even differently than they would the birth control pill, because here you're talking about Plan B, called the morning after pill, and medical studies show it could be, in many cases, causing an abortion.
That's exactly right, and I just can't say what a great point Steve made was. I mean, pharmacists are not robots. They're not vending machines. They are professionals who have the right to exercise their independent judgment about the medications they dispense. You know, as every one of our pharmacist clients would tell you, Jordan, being a pharmacist is not some mindless job. It's a vocation. It's a calling. It's a calling to serve the physical and mental needs of their patients. And for the government to interfere in that and to interfere in that relationship and to force pharmacists, to force them under penalty of law to dispense any and all medication and no longer allow them to exercise their independent judgment and their discretion robs them of their rights, not just as citizens and religious believers, but as professionals as well.
Folks, we want to take your calls, 1-800-684-3110. Remember, we're offering to you right now our free gift to you. It's called The Foundations of Freedom. I've got a copy right in front of me right now, and it's the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, Gettysburg Address, as well as the Ten Commandments we've included in this copy as well, this edition of The Foundations of Freedom. It's a free booklet. We've put it together as our free gift to you, saying thank you. Thank you for joining those petitions. Thank you for calling your senators and congressmen and governors on all the issues that we asked you to do. And we've tried to show you how that changes, how that does make a difference. And we're representing you in Washington, but we want to thank you for letting us take your names to those congressmen and senators from across the country, putting those together and taking them to their offices in Washington, D.C. And thank you for listening to this broadcast every day. Folks, to get your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom, let me tell you, if you've got homeschoolers, high school and college students and grandchildren who are interested in these issues and you know they like politics, they like government, they like talking about these issues and discussing these issues, you need these documents, and we put it all together for you in this great booklet. It's just a great resource to have if you're interested in the issues that we talk about on JSecio Live. To get your free copy, again, just call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to get your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom. Clifford is calling from Pennsylvania on line 3. Clifford, welcome to JSecio Live.
Great to be here.
Thanks, Clifford.
You're wonderful people, and I agree with everything that's been said. And I come down to just one point, two parts to it. First of all, the woman's health could be in jeopardy. And the second part is they might be giving up their chance to bear children in the future. Nobody really knows, scientifically proven, what the effect it can have on her health and the chance to bear children when she really wants to.
And that's the unfortunate part about this, Clifford, is you have the FDA now approving this for over-the-counter sell. And it's been a troubling aspect of this whole fight. And I want to go to Jeff because, Jeff, and very quickly, with the FDA approving this, even though not knowing all of the long-term consequences of lots of medication, this one could be serious consequences as well as the mental consequences of one day realizing that you destroyed a life or possibly destroyed a life by taking this medicine. Jeff, these are things that didn't even really make it to the discussion. The FDA approved it. It's going to be sold over the counter, and it makes the fight that much tougher.
It makes it much more tougher. And the FDA's decision to allow morning after pill to be over the counter for those over 18 was just such an unfortunate and terrible decision. Let's hope we can somehow find the strength in Congress and in the administration to go back and revisit that very, very bad decision.
Let's go right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us. Mel's calling from Ohio on line 5. Mel, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hey, hi. I have a kind of a comment. Okay. Question. Okay, these guys that are requiring this morning after pill, to me they seem like the same type of hypocrites that would say, well, you have to be arrested if you kill an owl or some type of other animal that's endangered. And also, I've always got this feeling that maybe this is laying the groundwork for future euthanasia drugs, you know, that right now, you know, they just started with abortion or with choice or whatever they want to call it. And then later on down the road, they say, well, you know, maybe we could use this for other things like euthanasia and maybe, you know, eliminating the older population or something.
Well, you know, here you go, Mel. It's interesting. All of these environmental laws and regulations put in place to save different animals and to save different animals. And then we're not saying that those are necessarily wrong or right. What we're saying is that it's interesting that those who fight for those rights at the same time fight so hard for the pro-abortion agenda. And I want to go back to Than because, Than, we've talked about this appropriations bill getting rid of the Mexico City rule like it did under President Clinton. Another change, too, that we want to make sure this $30 million that Planned Parenthood has requested, another $30 million on top of their $250 million they already get a year of our tax money. This goes to the full committee tomorrow.
That's right, Jordan. This appropriations committee that stripped the pro-life Mexico City language actually has 12 appropriation bills under their jurisdiction. Now, the one that they're going to be considering tomorrow, and we've talked about this on the program, contains Title X funding. Now, Planned Parenthood has asked for another $100 million in Title X funding, and the subcommittee approved $28 million of that. Now, I think it's very likely that tomorrow you're going to see another substantial increase in that number, and then our last chance to reduce that funding is going to be on the House floor. So the attacks just continue, and it's just unconscionable that your tax dollars and mine are being used to fund abortion.
Folks, thanks for calling in the broadcast today. We'll talk to you tomorrow as well on many of these issues. Keep you updated. Maybe we'll see what happens with Governor Corzine and this legislation to force pharmacists to do that. Of course, we'll keep you updated on the appropriations battle in Washington, D.C., in the House of Representatives that on behalf of Planned Parenthood. But today, again, we're offering to you our free gift, the Foundations of Freedom, as a thank you for all those times you call and join those petitions and go online and send the petitions to your friends and family and get members of your church and other groups to take those petitions, sign those petitions so that we can deliver them to Congress, so that we can take this message loud and clear to our representatives across the country and as well as into the courts on your behalf. If you will, call, get your free copy of the Foundations of Freedom. Again, it's our free gift to you, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, Gettysburg Address, Ten Commandments. It's a free booklet. We've put it together just for you and your family. Get one for your family, grandchildren. Again, to get your copy, just call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to get your free copy of the Foundations of Freedom.